brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. This is another suds segment where our motto is drink, belch, and repeat.
Okay.
I'm in.
We got that
I'm
covered.
In. I'm in. We're good. I'm in for that.
I'm trying to be the cheerleader here, folks.
Okay. I'm sorry. Woo! I'm at the right place.
With me at the table today is... good old boy Dave.
Who is this superhero?
What? I'm pretty sure you hit the wrong button.
Wow. What is that supposed to be from? It sounds old.
What?
That's why it's mine.
It's old. I almost hope we get sued for that one.
Wow, really?
That was
almost.
That was not up to your usual.
Dude, if you knew where it came from, you'd be like, oh, I get it.
Okay. Let's not say, though.
Let's not say.
Okay.
On the hunt.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Good boy, Kendall. Thanks for coming back.
Good day. It is a pleasure to be here.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah. I picked that up when we were up in Milwaukee when we went to the Pabst Brewery.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That was fun.
Yes.
I still love a good PBR.
I know. Right. Who doesn't? Yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah. But we're not going to talk about that today. Good boy, Caperton.
Yes.
And you have a pretty rad shirt yourself.
I have... a coffee-related shirt on.
You do.
Coffee's my new thing, so that's, yeah.
Gotcha.
Look forward to, like, drinking more.
He's all up on
this year.
He's all up on the bean juice.
We're recording this in early 2020.
Yeah.
Should I date it, I guess? So I'm
too late now.
My goal is
all good.
Stated.
My goal is to drink a crap ton of coffee this year and to bring backgammon back.
Yes.
Kudzu, you know, I'm still fighting, but it's going to be backgammon this year. That's going to be my main focus. Yes.
He needs a cause. Yeah. And the cause is...
I'm bringing it back.
It's a good cause. It's a really good
cause. So if you search for backgammon gifts, you get Zilcho. You get like a guy rolling dice or something. So I'm...
need to work
on it. By the end of this year,
yeah,
I'm looking for some action. Some backgammon action.
Okay. Get ready. With that note.
Get ready. Yeah.
That's going to be like a new...
Sorry. I'm
No, this is
backgammon action. That's going to be a new Urban Dictionary
I think so. We got to make that work.
Okay.
Action. Yeah.
I think we should move on.
I'm thinking so, too. Well, today we're going to look at a specific style of beer, the porter.
Yep.
Direct from Nashville,
Tennessee. Ahoy.
Here's the Porter Show, starring Porter...
There you go.
Starring our favorite porter. We're going to taste and rate them like we always do, but today we're also going to talk about how much they cost and are they worth it?
Are they worth it? Okay.
Thank you. I was waiting for the fade out.
Okay. Yeah, that was long.
But first...
That's what she said.
Oh.
He was so quick on that.
I know.
That, there's a finger on that button all the time.
I think there
That's
is.
That's what she said.
Okay. Yep. We're starting this one off.
This is why I show up.
I know. 4 minutes in, and here we are. Okay. Before we get into this sud segment, this episode is brought to you by...
Are you lonely? Have you tried meeting people who interest you, but you just can't find any? Have all the dating apps let you down? Maybe you need Imaginary Friend. It's the new social app that lets you avoid real relationships. No chance of being disappointed because it's all in your head. That's Imaginary Friend. Available for download absolutely nowhere.
Very professional.
Very, very. Okay.
Yeah.
The porter.
Porter.
It is dark. And it's a delicious cousin to the stout. But where did it come from?
kissing cousin.
I've got an idea about that.
Oh,
please
yeah.
share.
Yeah.
So porter is a dark style of beer developed in London from well hop beers made with brown malt. The name was first recorded in the 18th century, and it's sorry, not good at reading today.
Well, look how it happens with somebody other than Dave.
Okay. The light of my eyes. Let me try this again. The name was first recorded in the 18th century and is thought to come from its popularity with street and river porters.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So if that's how porters started, then where did the stouts come from?
So originally the adjective stout meant proud or brave, but later after the 14th century, it took on the connotation of strong. The first known use of the word stout for beer was documented in around the date of 1677, found in the Edgerton manuscript.
Ooh.
The sense being that it was Edgerton. A stout beer was a strong beer. The expression stout porter was applied during the 18th century to strong versions of porter. Stout still meant only strong, but it could be related to any kind of beer, as long as it was strong. In the UK, it was possible to find stout pale ale, for example. Later, stout was eventually to be associated with only porter, becoming a synonym of dark beer. And of course, Mr. Guinness was the one with the big stout porter, which we now know as Guinness Stout.
Yeah.
So when did stout become chubby?
Yeah.
You know, like, wow. He's a stout. Your son there, he's pretty
You'll
stout.
You'll have to consult the Edgerton manuscript, maybe.
Exactly. All right.
I guess. I'm looking that
thing up.
Can't even imagine that.
Well, it just means it's big.
I know, but...
And I encountered a lot of people that use the word stout in that context.
Yeah,
regarding beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo, that's stout.
It's mildly annoying to a nerd.
That'll knock you around a little bit.
But I know what people mean when they say it.
Okay, so the porter came first, and then the stout came later, kind of like the pale ale, and then the IPA, and double IPA, and all in the family, then the Jeffersons, and I mean, we can go on, right? Yeah, sure. It's great to learn new things, but even better to drink new beers.
I know that.
But before we do that, good old boy Caperton, would you mind reading the Suds ratings for today?
Not at all. We will be discussing and rating these beers, these porters, so-called porters.
So-called.
With our Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. A rating of 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. A rating of 2. Was that a belch? A rating of 3. Ah, what a relief. Now we're getting into the good stuff. A rating of 4. A body should really not make that sound.
Sorry, a little quick on the trigger there.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Wow.
Exactly. And finally, the top rating, a rating of 5. Listen to that hang time, baby. Give me another.
That's one where you taste it a week later. Yeah.
That was me, by the way.
Yeah, it was me.
Yes, all you. Yeah. Well, thank you. Go to YK for
certainly.
All right. Now, let's get to these beers. So this is a blind tasting. Again, my co-hosts drank the porters out of numbered cups.
Yes.
I know which beer is which, and we'll reveal them as we go. But only after we give our tasting notes and then rate each one.
That's right. I love the blind tasting.
Yes.
I gotta throw that in there.
Yes.
It's that little this bit is my of excitement.
Favorite. It's my favorite. I think so much of beer rating these days is influenced by the label or the brand.
Yep. Not and looking so, at the killer can art or whatever.
Right. You know,
you're
right.
Just tasting the beer. I like that.
So the first thing that we're going to do is talk about our top 5, starting with our 5th favorite and working up to number 1. So our 5th favorite.
Yep.
Otherwise known as number 11.
Number 11.
Yes. Number 11.
Wait, I thought number 11 was our favorite.
Oh, number 1.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going in reverse.
We're going in reverse.
From bottom to
top. Sorry. Okay. Number 1.
Numero uno.
Let's talk about that.
She didn't show up to the production meeting, everyone.
To me, this is a classic porter. You get a little bit of roastiness, a little bit of chocolate. There's a little herbal bitterness going on. I mean, it's everything you want in a porter. just a average British to American basic porter.
Yeah. Yep. Very nice. Drinkable.
Medium dark brown color, thin body.
So that's the thing about these beers is that I think people, like, if you gave a person some porters in with some more what people tend to think of as lighter beers and blindfolded them, they would really not think that these beers are like.
They might pick up a little bit on that, you know, the chocolate or the roast. They would know it was different. But I've had so many people say, you know, I don't like dark beers because they're strong.
They're so big. This is very drinkable. I mean, this is how it should be. Yeah.
It is. I'm a big fan of this one. I feel like it's really well balanced. You know, it's not too roasty. It's got like this slight little hint of creaminess to it, but so drinkable. And you don't even realize that it's 5.9%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which it is.
I really like this one. I know the consensus of the group was this was our fifth best, but I love this one.
Still a good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5.9, I mean, that's actually, if you look at this flight, it's about halfway between, you know, it's like around the middle of the strength.
So. Yeah. Okay. Do you think this is a bottle or a can? Any thoughts?
I say bottle.
I can't tell on this one, but I will say it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It really does taste fresh, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this robust porter is brewed with 8 malts to make a roasty brew with coffee and chocolate in the nose.
Nice.
Balanced by complex caramel malt flavor and a medium full malty mouthfeel. One of the 5 beers that they have on draft since the day that they opened. They being Reuben's Brews from Seattle, Washington.
Nice, nice.
Nice job, Reuben.
Yeah, good job, Reuben. Yeah.
And we rated this robust porter from Reuben's a 4. We'll be back after this brief interlude with the next batch.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So for today's episode, we are doing a blind tasting of some nice porters, and we just discussed our number 5 favorite or 5th favorite
out of 11,
right, which came from Seattle, which is our Reuben's Brews Robust Porter. Now, this one was a 22-ounce bomber, and this was $4.99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So 23 cents an ounce.
Jeez Louises, man.
That's pretty good.
I mean, not knowing anything else yet so far, this is a darn good deal.
Yeah. I mean, $5 bucks for a bomber of this.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Drink up, Seattle.
There you go.
I know, really.
And send us some more. Yeah.
Moving on, let's go to our 4th favorite, otherwise known as number 6.
keep up with the numbers, folks.
Okay, number 6.
Very different from the last beer.
Yeah, when I first got this, I thought I got a little like a cinnamon spice kind of on the nose, and I'm not getting that as much now as it's warmed up.
Yeah, this tastes pretty classic.
But I feel like there's something in there giving it that. I don't know if it's coming from the hops, if they've added something. But
I feel like it could be like some herbal notes from the hops.
Where
you're kind of getting that. It's not really like a true spiciness, but it has those. It kind of leans that way. It's good though.
Yeah, man. I like this a lot.
A little bit of chocolate.
Yeah.
And the finish on this is nice too. A little roast.
A little roast, but it's also, you know, it's not even much body to it. It's super, super easy drinking.
No, maybe you could just throw this back.
Not thin, but somewhere between thin and medium body. Just easy drinking porter.
Mm-hmm. I like this. It's got this, to me anyways, it's got a little creaminess to it. And I'm almost tasting either dark fruit or molasses or something there that's a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, it has a nice clean, nice clean finish.
Super overripe dark fruit sort of edge there.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah. Very, very nice, though.
So, this one.
What did we give this thing?
Comes in at, it's a 5.5% English porter.
Oh, nice.
It is a full-bodied porter with plenty of roast flavor and hints of molasses. Ridiculous amounts of chocolate and pale ale malts make this porter a smooth and creamy brew.
There you go.
Can or bottle?
No idea on this.
Well, it's definitely one or the other.
I don't like this question.
Like
can or bottle.
Well, but here's the thing, though. It's been in a bottle for a long time.
Does it taste like a can? No.
Okay. Or it's in a green bottle with hops. It's really not going to be a thing.
Okay. Well, I just...
Okay, let's just... It's I nice know. To know.
And
just,
we might, I'm with you. We might actually do a show just about that kind of topic. So.
Yeah. Well, this one is from Collective Arts Brewing.
Oh, nice.
It's their Stranger Than Fiction Porter.
Yeah.
That does come in a can.
I was looking for this last night.
They're from Canada.
They are. Yeah. They are. Where they make the cans.
They do make the cans.
Yeah.
And this was a 16-ounce can. It was $1.79.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, because you're getting it more. Ounce. You're getting it.
So, in a caveat to this, I will say, like, for some of these, instead of buying the 4-pack, I can buy the one-off.
Singles, yeah.
Yeah, but you have, you know, there's a little bit of a premium they add on to it.
Sure. Nice.
But still, it's not a bad
price. $1.79 for that 16 ounces.
And there's no additions. Didn't we have this in a show recently?
I don't think so.
No. We didn't?
We've done some Collective Arts. I don't know if we did this.
I thought we did because I can. Anyway, I like this beer.
You might be right.
I like this beer.
I think this is a great example of how you can just use malt and hops to get a lot of interesting flavors because it tastes like they put something a little extra in it, and it doesn't.
Yeah,
there's no ridiculous amounts of chocolate.
Apparently,
right. There is nothing there.
What did they say?
Yeah, you might be. I think this might have been on the Nice Cans show.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because it did have an interesting...
Yeah. It's got,
I wonder what we gave it, though.
The artwork on that one, I think we gave it the same
rating. Some of our but listeners...
But Mike was there, though. So.
Hold us.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Yeah. So,
So there you go.
We rated the Stranger Than Fiction from Collective Arts a 4.
Yeah.
Good job, Collective Arts.
I know, right?
Keep it up.
Yep.
Okay. Now, our number 3 favorite... Otherwise known as number 9.
There's a song.
The back end of the flight, man. I mean, we hit the we hit a good run.
All right. I remember this one.
Yeah, I like this one. It finishes with a little bit of bitterness you don't get out of a lot of these beers.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hop presence here. I feel like this is very American.
Definitely an American porter.
Yep. But
it's from England.
Yeah. I mean, they're different beers a little bit, right? I mean, you know, the American stuff is going to have more hop presence, more bitterness.
More America.
Yeah.
More America. Is this from England?
No.
Is it? Okay.
Is that what you said? I'm asking.
I'm just lying.
Okay. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I'm standing by my...
If it is, it's an interpretation of American
style.
They used American hops.
It tastes very classic. This tastes centennial-ish or something.
Yeah. No, this is really classic. I mean, American-y.
This is a nice
hop. But it's good. Good.
Yeah. It is. I get a little creaminess too, but I like the hop balance on this.
I do too.
You know, it gives it a little something extra. Now, this one, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
This is 5.9%.
All right.
Okay. Okay. And this is a unique creation. It's an oatmeal porter.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know what?
So,
here. Yeah.
That would be that thing right there. Wow. Yes. Robust, a robust, blah, blah, blah. The oatmeal porter is black. Well, very dark in color. They say black. Very malty with hints of chocolate roasted flavor as well as balanced hop character. So 5.9%, a 12-ounce bottle.
From Highland.
From Highland.
Yeah, well done.
Still, is $1.69.
Mm-hmm. Those guys still make great beer. I think they, you know.
They do.
What's the one?
Cold Mountain.
Cold Mountain.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Their IPA game's been on the last few years pretty good,
it
too.
Has. Yeah. It
I
has.
I think they went, you know, solid took a, kind of a downward guys. Turn there for a couple of years. But
yeah.
Well, they got overwhelmed by everybody else.
You know, it's
kind of like the legacy.
They've got the same challenge as most 25-year-old breweries have. Yeah. And it's staying relevant in the age of new. Yeah. But they're doing a good job making some good beers.
Just keep making good beer.
It's crazy to think that they're that old. Yeah. They've been doing it.
Yeah.
So the oatmeal porter from Highland, we rated a 4.
Yeah.
Interesting that they do an oatmeal porter.
Yeah.
But
I know. But what a cool idea, you know?
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk about our runner-up.
What's that? Hang on. What was the cost on that one?
$1.69.
On the oatmeal porter.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
14 cents an ounce.
That's a freaking good beer, man.
Yeah.
I know it is, right?
And that's almost a beer, like, it's weird, but I could see myself drinking that beer year-round. And
depending on when, you know, where you're at in the country, I mean, it's fairly available, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially through the Southeast.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
I
everywhere.
I took a step back there.
No, you're good.
Would this
you're
be good. Your lawnmower porter?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Almost. Well, yeah.
I mean, in fall weather, you
very
might not
smooth,
want
to
drink
very
an IPA.
Very easy to drink,
time.
Man. Yeah. That thing's good.
Yeah.
Good job, Highland.
Take this porter.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Not really. I shouldn't say that. I'm a little,
Okay.
I'm not familiar with this beer.
Yeah. It's okay to be surprised.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about our runner-up, otherwise known as number 10.
As the first loser.
As Ricky Bobby says, there's nothing wrong with silver.
And that was beer 10, is that right?
Beer 10.
Beer 10.
Yep.
A little bit of roast.
Yeah, I get a lot of roast on this.
I get a lot of roast, too. I get coffee on this. Let me taste it again. Oh, yeah.
It's a nice kind of pure coffee.
I think flavor. I know this beer. I drink a lot of this stuff.
I'm
going to say this beer may be local.
It could be local.
Could
be local.
Which makes
us lucky
people. You
got a 50-50 shot. I know.
A good buddy of mine may brew this beer.
Yes. I love him for his musical taste alone.
Okay. Tell us about this.
Okay. So this one is only 4.8%.
And it's got all that flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is liberally infused with an exclusive blend.
Let's not bring politics
of Hawaii.
This is a great description, though.
Start over. This is a good description.
I know. Yes. So this robust porter is liberally infused with an exclusive blend of Hawaiian and Kenyan coffee beans from our friends at the Frothy Monkey.
Oh.
Cold brew coffee enhances the natural roast aroma and pulls deep notes of chocolate and caramel. Pairs well with cozy movie nights, smoked or barbecued meats, and cheesecake.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
That's totally.
So, what we're talking about here, folks, is from our beloved Black Abbey.
Yeah.
The 44.
Yeah.
Porter. We rated this one a 4.
44, 4.
And
that's a lot of fours.
For a 12-ounce can, $1.50.
There you go.
There you go.
13 cents an ounce.
So I think we should
beat it.
I think we should say that there's a lot of funny stuff in that description and in this beer, right? Because they used to call this beer POTUS 44.
Yep. Right.
And they actually had to stop doing that.
They did.
They had to stop putting the POTUS tag on there. So as we all know, 44 was Barack Obama, president who was Hawaiian, Kenyan.
Yep.
You follow me here.
So it was
liberally infused.
Yes.
So our good friend Carl at Black Abbey, hats off to just even the naming of this beer.
That's You know what? That's pretty damn clever, dude.
But it wasn't the only POTUS beer. They did a couple of POTUS line.
I loved Seven, which was a Saison. Yeah, that was
solid Saison.
Yeah. We went to the Hermitage. Yeah.
44 has been a big hit for them.
Yeah. They've sold a lot of this stuff. And for good reason.
Right. And you can see why. This is really good. A really good solid beer.
You know? I'm pretty sure this is available year round.
POTUS 45. Now that one's been getting some mixed reviews. But
overly bitter.
Right. Yeah.
Not cheesy. Everything's perfect.
Very
right?
cheesy.
Good
though.
For the economy, unbalanced. But it's very divisive.
Yes.
Cheesy.
Yes. Okay. Now let's talk about our number one. The one that out of our flight of 11, we thought was the coolest cat.
What did we say? 11.
Number 11.
So it's kind of funny that number one was our fifth and number.
Right. 11 was 11 our very one. Random.
11 of 11.
But it's very random.
We did take it to 11.
And we did save the best for last.
We did. We did. This the roast on it was particularly distinctive to me.
Yeah.
It's
big. Big tastes.
It is.
Tastes
it is big.
Very robust.
Yeah, this might be on the higher end.
And one thing that was different about this beer, too, is even though these are all darker beers, most of them still had a white foam. The foam on this one was brown. I mean, that tells you there's just a lot of big, dark malts in it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like this.
Very silky on the tongue, but still very approachable. A nice clean finish on it.
Big but balanced.
Yeah.
I
thought it had a nice...
That's what she said.
A really nice bitterness, too. That herbal, spicy, peppery bitterness that stood up to the maltiness of the beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of big flavors going around on this thing. But it's nice.
There is. And to think that it's just still a porter. You know what I mean? That it's not even into full stout country.
Yeah.
It makes me.
We're going to stout
country. Wow. Could this be a robust or a Baltic porter?
This would be robust.
Okay.
Yep. This would be robust.
Robusto.
And this is something that I've been drinking for years.
Okay. Bud Light? That is so weird. I never imagined Bud Light would taste like this.
Really? When have you ever seen me with a can of Bud Light?
And not a full one.
Oh my God.
There's something here setting this apart, though. I mean, it really is. There's
got a lot of personality.
It does, and there's a lot of love in this. And, as we talk about these porters, we talk about roastiness and we talk about maybe little slight hints of caramel, and the porter is you either love it or you don't, what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's if it's done really well, it really shines, and if it's not done well, then you're kind of like right, exactly.
Yeah.
So this one is
what's the ABV?
It is 6.5%.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
So they say their robust porter pours silky black with a creamy tan head. Ooh. The nose is sweet with strong chocolate and caramel malt presence.
Yes, yes.
No absence of hops gives Blah's robust porter the full flavor you deserve and expect.
Yeah, I've always liked Blah's beer.
Yeah.
Blah's.
Yeah. Cozy like velvet. It's a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, this was made in Michigan.
Say hello to the founder's porter.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's excellent, man.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Classic porter.
Exactly.
Big classic robust porter.
It's got a weird label.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Oh, come on. Yeah. But anyways, we gave this a high solid 4.
Could have been a 5, but.
It really stood out from the crowd. There was something unique about this beer.
Yeah. And I have to say that for me, this is good for me because the Founders has had a troubled year this past year.
Yep.
And a lot of people are ready to write them off, and it just doesn't feel right. I mean, something about that.
They make really good beers.
They still make really good beers. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I hope they get their PR act
together. It's weird. I don't drink porters all the time, and I don't remember the last time I drank a Founders porter, but I mean, it's a really, really good porter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should definitely go get it. What was the price on this one?
Speaking of which, yes. So it's a 12-ounce bottle is $1.74, and there it's 15 cents an ounce.
There you go.
Buy it up.
Right. So yeah. In our top five that we've had so far, we've had a 15 cents, a 23, which was the Rubens, the fifth favorite. Yeah. The Highland was 14, the Collective Arts was 11, and the Black Abbey was 13. So between 11 and 15 cents an ounce, I mean,
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
You can drink some great porters without breaking the bank.
Part of, how much did you say the Rubens was?
The Rubens was
23 an ounce.
Yeah,
see, that was the only bomber. And I, you know, like the
$5 a bomber. Yeah, I mean, come on.
$5 for a bomber is not bad at all.
Yeah.
No.
Versus, you know, if you're going to buy a six pack of a beer, you know, I would go with a bomber, but bombers are going away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing, too.
That's a sad thing. But
here it is. It stands out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the nice thing about it, though, with the porter style is that this is something that can easily go.
Yeah.
You know, you can drink this.
Two people could split that
and knock it.
I can't remember the last time I bought a bomber, though.
Yeah.
They're
still around. Yeah. They are.
But a lot of love for them, you know, that are still doing it. And
it's a nice way to
I know. Get out there. And it's stood up.
They lend themselves to certain beers. And, you know, we're going to do a show, a couple of shows, and talk more about packaging and stuff, too. So,
oh, good.
You know, all the new cans and different things that are coming in, different sizes. But what makes sense for shelves and different styles of beer too, you know.
To be continued at another thing.
Yes. Okay. So stay tuned.
Right. So for as great as these top five are, we're now gonna move into our bottom.
Some were not so great.
Right.
You know? And that's okay. They tried.
Or some were okay beers. They're just kinda there though.
Some were middle.
Yeah.
But then inevitably, some have to be at the bottom.
That's right.
I mean, you can't have a top without a bottom.
Got to be the loser.
That's true. What she said.
So,
to be continued when we've returned. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, we're back, everybody.
So, we're talking about porters today. We're talking about price point, and we're doing a blind tasting of ones that are available.
All the things.
So we've talked about our top five.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to talk about our bottom one. And the one that was
the bottomest of the bottom.
Yeah.
This is going to hurt.
Yeah. It was number seven.
Yeah.
Well, somebody had to be at the bottom.
I think we all pretty much agreed on this, like, immediately, didn't we?
So there's just not a lot going on here.
Nope.
No,
it's like a little bit of,
kind of thin.
Thin.
It was very thin.
A little bit of cola ish going on.
That's about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean, it almost.
This is going to sting.
It's almost cherry cola.
I hate to say it, but, you know, as a brewer, you know, your first runnings, right?
Yep.
You love them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just full and fat. And awesome, right?
Yep.
And then maybe you want to.
Are you calling this sparge water?
Yeah, this is.
I'm not.
Even warming,
it's runoff.
It hasn't improved.
Much. You know what? Yeah. There's no roast in this.
Oh, geez.
There's no roast. There's no chocolate. There's not a lot of body. It was very light in color.
More caramel than anything.
Yeah, it's like they use caramel coloring in this thing.
So this one is 4.7%.
Okay. So the lower end of the beers that we've had.
Yeah,
so
that says a lot right there.
Yeah.
Deep in the jungles of Papua New Guinea and Madagascar grows the perfect ingredient for an extraordinary porter.
This makes so much sense.
Brewed in Blah. Blah's vanilla porter, an ale that has all the chocolate and roasted nut flavor of a classic porter, with the enigmatic surprise thrown in for good measure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to the state of Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Well, but who owns them now?
This is Breckenridge's vanilla porter.
Yeah, it's not Breckenridge's. This is
their beers.
This is the macro version of what Breckenridge's porter
was. This brewed up in New York at a Budweiser plant?
This is an AB InBev calamity.
This is not the same beer it was.
I've had this beer before. Yeah,
this used to be a solid beer. I didn't even really get hardly any vanilla out of this.
No,
I didn't get anything.
There's nothing on the nose.
That's disappointing.
This is a Bud Light porter.
That's disappointing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go.
So, what was the price on this one?
Okay, so the price on this one was interestingly. For a 12-ounce bottle, $1.69 and 14 cents a bottle. An ounce, rather.
Yeah.
14 cents an ounce.
It's too much. What did we rate this dog?
We rated it a 2.
A 2.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a long way down, guys.
Yeah.
Even the label says Breckenridge Brewery, LLC, Littleton, and Fort Collins. That's coming out of the Budweiser plant at Fort Collins.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's not your best work.
That's what they talk about.
Man, Breckenridge.
That used to be a stellar beer, dude.
Yeah. They had some IPAs that would just blow your mind.
I know.
That's bad now.
It's bad.
Okay, let's talk about
7 moments of silence. Mm.
Can we go to London and talk about where it all started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
We did have a Fuller's in here,
and I guess I'm going to tell you. Let's talk about number 3.
That's interesting.
That was going to be my guess.
Okay,
that's tastes like Fuller's.
It's got that really nice. I mean, it's really nice beer, but it wasn't one of the. Obviously, wasn't one of our 5 favorites.
No, this is also
a nice British porter.
This was unmistakably British, and I would have put money on it that this was the Fuller's.
Very polite.
Yeah. Well, okay, unobtrusive. It is. And so we are Americans, and we're in for a more robust flavor when it comes to our porters.
Sure.
But if we weren't, I mean, this would be a nice choice.
Yeah.
It's just a little sweet for me when I think of what I want my porter to be.
Malty dark fruit.
Yeah.
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 The other thing about Fuller's is I really want to go drink it in London because the problem is even this me bottle too. Says best before a date, which is before today. Yeah. It's like, it's really hard to find fresh Fuller's in America.
It is. 100%. I mean, and you're really, really lucky if you're able to find London Pride on tap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you are.
Which luckily.
Or ESB or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This right. But Fuller's London Porter is a classic, but almost every example you're going to taste here is a little dated.
Past its prime, which is really sad.
Though for it being a little bit past its prime,
still a solid beer.
I know, good
beer.
It is,
and it's a good example beer.
Yeah,
you know that you should.
Yeah, because you really can taste the difference between a British porter and an American porter, especially when you start getting those big hoppy American porters. This thing is classic English.
Yeah, fruit up front. Yeah, roast at the end.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the Fuller's Porter is brewed to 5.4% ABV. It's a blend of brown, crystal, and chocolate malts, which provides a earthy character, creamy delivery, while hints of coffee and chocolate carry throughout the tongue. The range of flavors works well with a wide variety of foods, from which meat dishes to chocolate puddings.
Chocolate puddings.
And this is 11.2 2 ounce because their bottles are a little different.
Yeah, 330 milliliters.
Yeah, like which yeah. is yeah. $2.49 or 22 cents per ounce, which is on our higher
yeah,
end.
Yeah, it is.
But
yeah.
they're bringing it
but
over.
But it's because it's you know, an import, sure. Yeah, sure. you know, yeah. in the grand yeah. scheme of things. We rated the Fuller's London Porter a 3.
I still say worth the price.
Yep.
You should try it.
Get it if you can find it.
One of those yeah. great yeah. examples yeah, of those sure. good old Fuggle hops.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuggles. Are there any others?
I would like to talk about number 5, please.
Number 5.
And I know what it is.
Yeah.
Which one it is.
What was that thing?
But it's all full of peanut butter.
Peanut sure.
I mean, butter. It is. And is it warmed up? Dude, it, you might as well be drinking them. Freaking
I got a lot of Hershey syrup out of this.
Yeah. Hershey yeah. syrup and peanut butter for sure. Yeah. yeah.
But it's here's the thing. It's supposed to be a coffee porter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, this is weird. Okay, so this one, it starts with the base of their silk porter, which is their standard porter, and then adds to its deliciousness with tasty swirls of chocolate and peanut butter flavor. Though, when you look at the can, it clearly states a coffee porter.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, it's odd. A lot of flavors going on.
Yeah. This is from Hoppin' Frog.
Which they make great dark beers.
They do. I mean, isn't it the Boris... Yeah.
Boris the Great or Boris the Cruel or...
I don't think he's
cruel. It doesn't Boris when we drink it.
I gave it a 3, but I don't think I could drink much of this, man.
It is a dessert beer, yeah, man.
All the way.
Yeah. It's bordering on... It's a pastry porter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
A pastry porter. Who would have thought it exists?
Hey, there's pastry IPAs. Curses. Days, so yeah. why not?
Get yeah. off my lawn.
Yeah. The only bad thing about this is that it has a very artificial finish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I get from nearly every beer with peanut butter.
Sure.
It just tastes weird.
Well, there's no.
Because it's hard.
Yeah,
I mean.
There's really very little you can do to get true peanut flavor in a beer.
Because it's something that shouldn't be done in the first
that
place.
Powder right. stuff they use? Is that what they use? I don't even
Some
know.
Some people do. I bet these guys do. Yeah. At the volume they're brewing, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
what I think that's what do. Gives it sort of all those beers yeah. sort of a samey taste of being yeah. fakey tasting.
Yeah. yeah.
There's
yeah.
a couple people that are doing some things that yeah. give it really yeah. good peanut flavor.
And there are
flavor.
A lot of people that like it, you know? Yeah. I mean, there's a local brewery here that's not a favorite of mine, but they sell a ton of a peanut butter
stout.
Whatever that thing whatever is. Yeah. Stout. Yeah.
It's a mess.
Okay. It's a thing. I mean,
hey, you like what you
it's
like,
a thing.
Man.
Yeah.
And if you
yeah.
if you want
it's America.
If you want Hershey chocolate and peanut butter in a beer can, you go get you some yeah. of this Hoppin' Frog and you'll enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, even the chocolate doesn't taste like legit. I mean it tastes no. like
it's
syrup.
Yeah, it's yeah. that syrup, yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm not mm-hmm. hating on them. Yeah. We did. We gave yeah. it a 3.
I gave it
we
a 3.
Did. Yep, yeah. we rated it a 3. Cool. Okay. So for a minute, since we're talking about the rest of them, we might as well talk about the others.
Yeah,
what about number 2? Anybody have any thoughts on number 2?
It's got some hop.
Yeah, that's the first thing I wrote. Very bitter.
I think I rated this higher than the rest of the pack did.
I was a 3-4 on this originally.
I gave it a 3.
Yeah,
I think we went with 3 on this, but
it's close to the top 5. I mean, it's right outside.
It's a clearly an American style porter, big hop forward bitterness that just lingers after the finish.
Mm-hmm.
By process of elimination, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I wonder if I know which one this is.
Well,
didn't quite make the cut though, but it's still not bad. I mean, now that it's warmed, it's actually tasting pretty good.
No, I mean it's up there, but it just wasn't quite
yeah.
as balanced as the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
this is true.
Yeah,
this is true.
So this one comes in a bottle.
Okay.
Though it's no surprise because through the process of elimination, yeah. anything else that's left is in a bottle.
Yep.
And
there's only, what, two? two that were our left.
So it's 5.6%. It emphasizes the darker roasted aspects of malt. Oh. Hints of dark chocolate and freshly roasted coffee provide the focus while hops remain in the background. Oh, and that's, I mean, that's a good apt description.
Yeah.
Not as full bodied as a stout, which this is not, considering it's 5.6. It bridges the gap between malty brown ales and our more heavily roasted stouts.
Yep.
It is another one from Michigan.
Bells.
The Bells.
Exactly.
Ding dong. Yeah.
So we rated the Bells Porter a 3.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know what? What was the price on that one?
So, interestingly, it's the same price as the Highland.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so for a 12-ounce bottle, it's $1.69 or 14 cents an ounce.
If you can get the Highland, get it. But if you can't, get the Bells because it's still good.
It's really good.
Yeah. It is.
And that's a regional thing. You're going to find the Highland in the Southeast. You're going to find the Bells in the Midwest.
Yeah, sure.
So if you're in Michigan, you should go down to Asheville and buy some Highland.
I really like the label.
And if you're down in Asheville,
the label is nice.
You should go up to
Michigan. And I think they've redone the label.
That's definitely a different label.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had Bell's Porter in 5-6 years.
It's been a long time.
It's a good solid porter.
Good, man.
Yeah. I think people get hung up on Two Hearted. You know, they're like, or maybe Oberon.
I just like
it's
everything.
Like the only beers that they make.
I can't think of a bad Bell's beer. Come on.
Oh, I agree.
No, 100%. I know.
I can't think of one that I just wouldn't chug right down.
But like if Smitten, you were to ask most
like
people.
Like the little rye thing they do in the spring. I love that beer.
But if you were to ask most people, like, you know, name a Bell's beer, most people are going to say Two Hearted.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But they suffer, like we said, from the legacy curse.
They're Expedition Stout. It's very tasty.
Yeah. It's one of the best.
Yeah. I have to say, now that I think about it, I think Bell's they're hanging in there, man. I mean
they still sell a lot of Oberon.
They sell a ton. There's a few beers that we just ticked off that people still like clamor over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for them. I love them.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about all but two.
Right. So it's now insane. Let's talk insane. About
one of these that we've
let's,
left out.
Okay. So let's talk about number 4.
All right.
Any thoughts on number 4?
I think we gave it a 3. Is that what we gave it?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Okay. I wrote 3/4. I liked it because it was kind of moderately dry. You know, I mean, it was nice and drinkable and dark fruity and malty.
Which makes sense. I mean, I think we know what it is now, but it's
number 4. Let me taste it again.
Yeah, taste number 4.
Yeah.
It's not one that I would gravitate towards a lot.
It had a little chocolatey nose, you know, a classic finish, but not a lot of flavor in relation to some of these other ones. Just
not
kind
a
of,
lot of body.
Just kind of average across the board.
It's kinda,
So this is 5.7%.
All right.
It doesn't taste that big, which is a crazy thing to say for 5.7.
It comes in a bottle, of course.
Which is not an easy thing to do.
A rich, chocolatey English porter. Now, do you think this really tastes English porter?
Like a rich, chocolate English porter.
I thought it had some hints of English.
Yeah, I do.
It tastes more English than it does American.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
They use the finest floor malted Maris Otter, which, I mean, I'm a big fan of Maris Otter myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Same malts used for the best single malt scotch. A portion of malted rye gives a spicy, slightly dry finish.
That was pretty sly of you to
throw that out.
I thought I would have rated this beer higher. But what I give it, which one is it? Oh, I gave it 3/4.
It was a 3.
I don't remember the last time I tried this beer, honestly.
I didn't know it was still being brewed, honestly. Yeah, I was wondering myself.
There you go. What we are talking about, ladies and gents, is the Yazoo Sly Rye Porter.
Yeah. Brewed right in our own daggum backyard.
In our backyard.
Literally. Just a couple miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we rated this from Yazoo a 3. So this one was 12 ounce, $1.79 or 15 cents an ounce.
Yep.
So, I think it's safe to say that porters are very reasonably priced in general, right?
Yep.
All of them were. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this is a beer style that people should try more.
Sure. I think you can pair these with just about any food I can think of.
They go really well with roasted meat dishes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And chocolate puddings.
Yes. I mean, savory to the sweet. I think this beer style
so
is great.
He's so proud of himself for saying that.
Okay. And we're done.
Okay. I'm back to the farm.
Yes, back to things.
Back to the farm.
Well, that's going to finish it for today. You can always find us where you found this episode, as well as on radio, satellite, online at Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and nearly any place you listen to a podcast, which we all know, we all listen to podcasts.
Yes, yes.
The easiest way to find the show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or Google, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can always reach us online at info@sipssudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram on every day at SipSudSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with news.
Please take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online.
Good old boy Kendall, please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
That's good.
Yes, he does.
Well, I think this was a great episode.
I do too.
Thanks everyone for being here. Good old boy Dave.
Hey, I was amazing. You all were, you know, you were here. That was great.
Wow. I think you got that backwards, Dave.
Good old boy Kendall.
It's a pleasure as always, and love a good porter.
Good old boy Caperton.
Oh, this was fun. I appreciate you guys having me along. Backgammon.
Yes.
Hey, Porter.
Backgammon.
Hey, Porter. Hey, Porter.
This is good old gal Juliana. Tune in next time. Keep on chugging. And goodbye.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.